From NPR News in Washington, I'm Jack Speer. In the closely watched Colorado Senate race, a victory for Democrats, with incumbent Michael Bennett managing to narrowly stave off a challenge from Tea Party-backed Republican Ken Buck. Though, as NPR's Jeff Brady reports, Bennett just barely held onto his seat.
This was a hard-won Senate race. I mean, there was more money spent on this race, more outside money spent on this race than any other in the country. It's looking like when we finally tally up all the money spent on this race, it could approach $50 million. And in a state like Colorado, that is a lot of money.
As for how tight the race was, the vote tallies tell the story. With 97% of the votes counted, just slightly more than 15,000 votes separated the pair. Buck called Bennett today to concede that race. GOP Senate candidate Carly Fiorina says the outcome of the election is clear, and she conceded defeat to incumbent California Democrat Barbara Boxer today. We get that story from NPR's Kerry Kahn.
It was a costly, nasty, and bruising campaign between Boxer and the former CEO of HP. But in the end, Fiorina gave the incumbent the toughest fight of her career. Speaking to supporters Wednesday, Fiorina says she was unable to overcome a double-digit registration advantage Democrats have in the state.
I'm not going to engage in a game of coulda, woulda, shoulda. I am proud of every moment of this campaign.
Fiorina says she hopes Congress will redouble efforts to come together and set aside partisanship. Kerry Kahn, NPR News.
Yesterday, sweeping Republican victories included some gains for minorities. As NPR's Jennifer Ludden reports, the GOP chair is crediting an effort to diversify the party.
Republican Chairman Michael Steele says his 50-state strategy has paid off.
We worked aggressively through the state parties to recruit and to train and to prepare campaigns in areas that the GOP hadn't gone before. And that was part of the get out of our comfort zone program, if you will.
Steele says he's proud the GOP is now sending to Congress 3 Hispanics and 2 African Americans from the Deep South. They'll be the first black Republicans in those states since Reconstruction. In the current term of Congress, there are 43 black Democrats. GOP wins also include Nevada's first Hispanic governor, the nation's first female Hispanic governor in New Mexico, and its first Indian American female governor in South Carolina. Jennifer Ludden, NPR News, Washington.
The Federal Reserve has announced its latest effort aimed at boosting the economy, a decision to purchase $600 billion in long-term Treasury bonds. Fed hoping by purchasing the Treasuries through the middle of next year will be able to push down long-term interest rates. However, one FOMC member, Kansas City Fed President Thomas Hennig, dissented on concerns of risks of heightened inflation. In an op-ed piece to be published in tomorrow's Washington Post, Fed Chairman Ben Bernanke is quoted as saying the inflation fears are overstated. Wall Street appears to have liked the Fed move. The Dow was up 26 points today. The Nasdaq gained 6 points. You're listening to NPR. In Haiti, authorities now say they have begun evacuating many of the more than 1 million people who lost their homes in January's earthquake ahead of another possible disaster, Tropical Storm Tomas, which is moving towards the country. However, while public service announcements are telling people to find safe refuge ahead of the storm, many have nowhere to go. Forecasters say Tomas has been gaining strength and could strike Haiti as a Category 1 hurricane. Tomas is expected to reach Haiti by late tomorrow or early Friday. Streets of San Francisco were awash with orange and black as hundreds of thousands of fans came out to honor the World Series champion San Francisco Giants. As NPR's Richard Gonzalez reports, the fans were celebrating their first series victory since the Giants arrived from New York 52 years ago.
Fans were packed several dozen deep in the largest parade down Market Street in living memory. Motorized cable cars carried World Series heroes like pitcher Tim Lincecum and shortstop Edgar Renteria. At Civic Center Plaza, they were greeted by more jubilant fans and the pungent smell of marijuana. Relief pitcher Brian Wilson said he was speechless.
Kind of having a mini heart attack. I'm not sure what it's from. Maybe the electricity in the crowd. Maybe the smell of Prop 19. I'm not sure.
Prop 19, the ballot measure to legalize marijuana, was defeated in Tuesday's election. Richard Gonzalez, NPR News, San Francisco.
General Motors said today it's finalized details of nearly $13 billion stock offering, the proceeds of which the automaker hopes to use to repay a controversial taxpayer-funded bailout. GM, which has filed for bankruptcy last year, says it will sell around 365 million shares at between $26 and $29 a share, raising an estimated $10 billion. Another $3 billion worth of preferred shares will be sold. I'm Jack Speer, NPR News in Washington.